But UIV, okay.
I figured there's going to be a lot of boys here.
No, is this the plastic? I was going to move the plastic off of this.
Oh, okay.
So does it require the internet?
That I don't know.
Because
it may have a huge database.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
Like how much?
See you guys.
I don't know how large it was.
See you, Kayla.
Wait a minute. I just want to keep this recording so I can hear your philosophical conversation. So is that cool?
I'd rather it not be left on recording.
Okay.
Then
I'm going to be talking about these weird spots that I've got on my penis.
What kind of
event? Any? Well, that's it. What kind of?
More sleeping in Sunday.
That's a good event, yeah. Sleeping in event.
Well, when you think of it, there's only Elaine and Neil that are up early, and let's not be in Donner.
Right.
Half of them sleep in, half of them
don't. Damn. Yeah, but you know what? For the morning people, we can do hikes.
Her mom gets upset with me because, you know, I'll sleep until 10, 11, 12.
Do camping
the week. And it's like, I'll stay up until 2 or 3 in the morning usually, though, too.
So sleeping in is off. Okay, cool with you guys. That's fine with us. Mm-hmm. So any activities will be a bit quieter that we do, but.
The best thing, the best time to camp is early fall, late spring, when the mosquitoes.
Early spring, when mosquitoes have started to maybe.
Early fall.
You know what?
If you like Jeff, you go camping on the ice. There's no mosquitoes, you have no insects to bother you. Hey, Jeff loves woods.
You might be. Mm-hmm. Oh, last night I went in a hike in the Laurentians. So we were trudging through the snow, and they had snowshoes, and actually, I didn't. We were walking for about an hour and a half already, and then we decided we wouldn't be able to reach the boundary of his property. So we were like, okay, we're just going to set up base camp here. So we started a fire. I brought marshmallows. Someone brought some sausages and pepperettes, chocolate. And we had a sitting.
That's cool.
Yeah. And we're talking about what events to do for the summer, but we're... Oh, the next event, by the way, is the Sugar Shack event for Mom's birthday. March 28th, Bowser. You should know your mom's birthday.
Yeah,
here.
Oh,
Sugar Shack. We'll build one by then.
I'm going to throw them in the Galadon too.
Megalodon.
Megalodon tooth. It's a triangular tooth that's just a touch under 6 inches long. Mm-hmm. The largest one that they've found is just a touch under 7 inches.
This is a prehistoric shark.
The Megalodon.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember the movies, right?
And in the park. It would eat a white shark now with a snap.
A tooth from it is about 2.5 inches long.
And these are 6 inches.
Yeah.
Isn't it in the book, you see a dinosaur, a T-Rex goes gets a dinosaur near the shore?
That's
and
pretty good.
The T-Rex is like, and all of a sudden, rock.
They're probably confused us about that.
But they weren't during the same time period, were they?
I don't think so. Well, there might have been some overlap, I don't know for sure. But they estimate that they were between 50 and 70 meters in length.
Okay, no voting.
But there was also bigger animals in the sea, though, right?
Yeah, those were like whales.
Plesiosaurs, no?
But they're like whales, like whales.
Besides, they would eat a whale. That would be their food source, would be a whale.
Well, the ice forms are really big.
It's so TV, they don't bother with it.
No, they follow you like you follow a map by mistake.
It's miniaturization, when you think about it, like life. Mm-hmm. Like we've been going from, we started out really small with a single cell door.
Well,
but then we...
Well, that evolves that. It starts to just more water on Earth, so the features of it.
But when you consider that humans have grown so much in just the last 100 years even. Like, for height.
That is true.
100 years ago, people were short. You go back to when they had armor. Mm-hmm. You know, I've gone to museums and seen armor, and you know, you figure it was for a kid or something, but no, that was for a adult. He would have been about 4 or 4.5 feet tall, and that was a large man.
And I figured the only reason we're growing taller is because our nutrition is better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more. Yeah, we can afford to grow taller. Than were we now? Were we able to outthink? I don't know. You know, I think the thinking. We're definitely more ideas now, though, like that we can build off of.
Yes, we're building on more history.
But are we?
I think there are people now that are just as intelligent as there were, you know, 200 years ago. Mm-hmm. And there are people that are just as stupid now as there were a few hundred years ago.
Yeah.
Yep, the whole gamut, either way. And considering how some people in Ottawa drive when it's freezing rain. Why do so many of them have to live in Ottawa?
Well, if they keep on driving bad, it won't be good.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I might not be living in Ottawa anymore then, too. I don't care if an idiot kills himself. I care if when they kill someone else. That may be a rough, unkind way of saying it, but...
Because that doesn't mean anything.
Okay. Right. So Heather had lots of fun on Wednesday. She had an arbitration meeting about her job.
Arbitration?
Yeah. The one that got kicked in the city.
When do you when it's in a union workshop, in a union shop, period, you have grievance procedures. And once
can take years.
Once you're finished with those, if you still don't like the decision, you can go to arbitration.
Do they still have to pay you?
Yeah.
So I was going to the Board of Arbitration that heard my original hearing in November 2008. Yeah.
Ah, boy, bureaucracy does not move fast.
No. And it was settled, but I have gag order. There's no clean bottle of 5 years there. There's a gag order right in the...
Okay. So we just, yeah, we won't think.
I didn't get a cent, but the time from my firing and the dog and my
that's extraction. I minimized it.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely. Before.